Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
What do you reckon, 75?
Well, yeah, RBNZ Day. We get the monetary policy statement as well, Mike, today. So we get a weighty document at 2 p.m. So you get more detail, you get data, you get commentary. And sometimes that commentary and that outlook, that's as important as the actual, official cash rate decision. So 50 basis points or 75 basis points. That's the debate, isn't it? I guess there's always the possibility of 100 basis point, but that does feel a little bit extreme for the Kotoku analogy, those slow measured steps that they were talking about a while ago. Mike, to some degree, this is just a really debate about the pace of tightening, and it probably doesn't affect the potential end outcome, which is an OCR somewhere around 5 to 5.25. It's just a debate about how quickly we get there. Now, I think there's a pretty strong argument for putting the required monetary policy pressure in place now. There isn't another opportunity for them to move it until February, so there's no meetings, there's no OCR decisions between now and then. So if you want to send a message, well, better to do it now than wait until after the silly spending season. And Mike, you were just talking about this before, and looking closely at the US economy, you're starting to see evidence there of moderation. Yeah. Particularly in the labour market. But Mike, we're not seeing any of that in our labour market. If anything, as you pointed out, some of these recent wage awards are actually demonstrating that the potential for fueling that wage price spiral is very real, if not already, firmly in place. So what we've really got is a waiting game now to see how the pressure on household discretionary income sort of plays out. And I suppose my instinct is telling me that we're not going to get data-based evidence of that until, I would have thought, at least the second quarter next year. And if you just do a quick check on data since the last monetary policy statement, Mike, CPI inflation was higher than expected. Third quarter labour data was strong. Your average hourly earnings were stronger, and inflation expectations are going the wrong way. So that's all since the last MPS. There are some offsets. Manufacturers coming off the boil. The housing market is cooling. Supply chains are easing. But there's not enough offset. I think on balance, you get 75 basis points today.
Imports and exports, I'm glad you raised this because if you look, it's not hard to understand. We're importing more than we sell, and that's never good, is it?
It's not good. I mean, have you seen the number of electric cars being unloaded off that great big parking lot that is the Auckland waterfront? We had a client function the other night, and I sat there and watched sort of phalanx after phalanx of electric cars coming off the back of a boat. Now, that's part of the problem we've got here. So this data series, I don't think, is getting enough attention. This is merchandise trade data. There wasn't even a press release that came out with this yesterday. We just got the data dump. So imports and exports of merchandise goods between New Zealand and other countries, and we're seeing a major deterioration in our merchandise trade balance. So exports are rising, but nowhere near as fast as the rate of growth of imports. So I sort of talked about the cars. They are part of the issue here. We're importing goods like it's going out of fashion. The monthly trade deficit for October was $2.1 billion. Now, for quite a few years, you could be forgiven for confusing that as a yearly deficit, because the annual trade deficit is now $12.9 billion. At the end of 2020, that annual number was a surplus, so you can see the speed of the deterioration. And to give meaning to that number, what it means is in the last 12 months, we've imported stuff that cost $13 billion more than we received for the stuff we export. Now, that mismatch has got to be funded somehow, Mike. It's real. It's not Scotch mist. It's a real number. So at some stage, international markets are going to take notice of that big imbalance between our exports and imports and exports, and the number probably needs a bit more attention.
And we used to say we're an exporting nation, which technically now, of course, we're not. We're an importing nation. Now, what are the numbers?
We've got lots of green numbers at the moment here, Mike. The Dow Jones is up 276 points, which is 0.82%, and it's 33,973. The S&P 500 up 33 points, also 0.82%. 3982, inching towards 4,000, and the NASDAQ 11,091 at 67 points, which is a 0.61% gain. The FTSE 100 gained just over 1%, closing at 7452. The Nikkei 28,115, it was up 0.6%. Shanghai Composite, small rise, 3088. The ASX 200 yesterday gained 0.59%, 7181, and on the local market we lost 20 points, so a small fall, 0.17%, 11,420. Kiwi dollar back at 61 cents against the US, 0.6138, 0.92511 against the Aussie, 0.5973 euro, £0.5168. 86.73 is the rate against the Japanese yen. Gold, $1,721.87. That has bounced. And we were just joking yesterday, Mike, with that $83 Brent crude, because it's bounced back again. It's at $89.39.
Yeah, good one, Mike. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.